Shalom Aleichem, behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Nun, Baba Kama 50a, pagination is 99. Starting from a two dots towards the beginning of a line towards the bottom of the page, we're about 23 lines up. The first word on the line is Hakol, and then a two dots where we begin. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Chofar, if a person digs a pit in the public area, uposach, or he opened it to Mosa l'rabim, and he granted it to the public, meaning he did this for the public good, and he gives it over to them. He notifies the authorities that this pit, irrigation pit, is now available for public use, and they are responsible, potter, then he is indeed absolved. Chofar, if he did the same thing, he dug, or posach, and he opened, v'lo mosa l'rabim, but he didn't do that act of transferring responsibility to the authorities, chayiv, he's still going to be chayiv for damage that's done if someone or something falls into this pit. V'chein minhago shal nuchun yechofar boro sichin ma'oros. There was indeed a person called Nechunya, the digger of irrigation pits. Shayachofer uposeach umos al rabim. He would dig it, he would grant it to the public. Uchashashamu chachomim badover. And when the sages heard what he had done, Amru, they said, Kiyim ze alochazu. Nechunya indeed personified correct procedure about this halacha. Now the Sma in Shulchan Aruch Simin Tuf Yud Sifkatan Yud Aleph points out Afilu b'shus harabim, even in the public area, Eina mutal lachbor l'tzorech rabim, you can't dig a ditch for the benefit of the public, Ela kishekore b'mokom she'ino ma'avar l'rabim, only in a place which is not a thoroughfare to the public. You can't go in middle of the street and dig a pit and say, I got a good reason, irrigation. But if he goes to a discreet location, off the beaten path, and he digs a pit, which according to their culture, their society, this is what was necessary for animals, for people who got thirsty. There was a concept of Ole Regalim, people who are traveling to Yerushalayim, they should be provided for. So if it's done in the correct manner, which apparently Nechunya did, it earns the praise of the sages as they see that he did it properly. You have in life numerous examples of things that are not obligatory, but a do-gooder wants to do them, and the authorities, whoever makes the laws, whoever understands regulation, recognizes that what the do-gooder is doing is to the benefit of society. And although we didn't take it upon ourselves to do it, we do view it as a benefit provided that it's done properly. This is the common mind frame of a PTA within a school. The school may not be willing to take from school budget to do certain things, but if the PTA takes the initiative and, let's say, makes a basketball court, so then the school works with them. It recognizes that this is a valid and worthwhile cause, even though we're not willing to do it. And that seems to be the expression over here. We could use more irrigation pits, but it has to be done by somebody, and we're not willing to do it. If it's done properly, it earns praise. Let's continue at the two dots on the next line. Tanu Rabbanan, there was a specific story which the Gemara wishes to recount about this Nechunya who dug such pits. I believe that we did this Gemara as a Take 10 for 10 highlight when we encountered it at the end of Maseches Yevamos 121, I believe. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Maisa bevito shel Nechunya chofer sichin. There was a story with the daughter of Nechunya. Shenafa lebar gadol, that she fell into a big pit, and she was clearly in danger. Bo v'hodias Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, they came and they notified Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Why did they notify Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? Was he the local 911? And the answer is, to a certain extent, yes. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was known for his power of tefillah. Very powerful tefillos mentioned in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalid. Ke'eved lefnei rabo, like a servant in front of his master, he's able to say, this is what I need, and Hashem provides. I jokingly describe that as the cleaning lady's request. If my kids ask me for something, maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. But if the cleaning lady asks me for something, she needs bleach, she needs cleanser, she needs sponges, this is what she needs, of course she gets it because she's asking for something that's needed to do her job for the benefit of what she was been assigned to do. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had this ability to daven as necessary and be answered with precision. Sha'a Rishona, the first moment, Amar Lohem Shalom, he said, things are okay. Shania Amar Lohem Shalom, the second moment, he said, she's still okay. Shalishis Amar Lohem, also, the third moment, he said, she's out, she's been saved. Amrula, they asked her once she was saved, Mihelcha, who saved you? Who brought you out? Amra Lohem, she said, Zachar Sharulchelim Nizdamenli, there was an animal, Vizakin Echad Manhigo, and an elder person was leading this animal. The Mefarshim say this was the image of Avraham with the animal for the Akedah. Amru lo, so they went back to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and they said, Naviata, you're a prophet. How did you know she would be saved? Amar lohem, he said to them, Lo Navi Anochi v'lo ben Navi Anochi, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. Alakacha marti, I said as follows, Davar she'osa tzadik mitzta'er bo yikoshel bozaro, the thing that this tzaddik pained himself for, he worked so much for, should his child be hurt in a similar pit, or the same pit, whether it's one that he dug or not, but Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa made this calculation. Amar Rabbi Acha said, Afapike, nevertheless, even with such a calculation, meis b'no batzama, Nechunya's son died out of thirst on a different occasion. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Usevivav Nisar Amiot, those who are close to Hashem are judged on a very high level, and Kechut HaSaira, he was judged, and there was a tragedy associated with this family, despite Nechunya's greatness. Once we know that this is not a perfect science, and just because he did a certain mitzvah doesn't mean that his family will always be protected forever. There are a lot of calculations that Hashem makes in the world. We don't have a perfect science. So then going back to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's comment, it perhaps was not a calculation, but rather a prayer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was asking, could it be, Hashem, that you're going to let her fall into such a tragedy and not be saved? Her father dug such pits for the benefit of everyone. And it was a prayer which was indeed answered. There's another insight here, which is mentioned or alluded to in the Ben Yehoyada, which is that Nechunya's behavior to dig these pits might have come under terrible scrutiny if his daughter would indeed be drowned in such a pit. And therefore, for the benefit of people's observance and their perception of how reward and punishment work, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa davened that she should be saved. It would look very bad, knowing mida k'neged mida, measure for measure, that she should be drowned in such a pit. That doesn't mean that a person who has a merit will never experience problems. But Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa did not want this problem to occur because it would shatter people's faith, people's perception of mitzvahs, and for the benefit of the klal, he davened as such. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that something that wasn't so directly connected by people, that his son should die out of thirst, or perhaps Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa wasn't available to make that tefillah. But such things do happen. It's not a foolproof fact and calculation that it won't befall his family, but Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, through his tefillah, was able to argue and request that Hashem should save her. The fact that Avraham is the one invoked as the merit to save her is perhaps related to the fact that Avraham was a gomel chesed, a person of kindness, of hospitality. That was Avraham's midah, and Nechunya, in his own way, was providing hospitality for people, although not in his own home, but he was providing that kind of assistance and support by making these equivalent of water fountains available to people. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.